On July 5, 2008, the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition opened at Inga in Taipei County, organized by the Love Ocean Creative International Company. The exhibit continues until July 31st at the Xing Taiwan Arts Workshop Center in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. The gallery's debut featured photographs taken by Supreme Master Qinghai during the making of her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. Supreme Master Qinghai had graciously accepted the invitation as the guest of honor to join the inaugural tea party via live video conference, which opened with a heartwarming puppet show about saving our planet, based on the characters from Supreme Master Qinghai's other number one international best-selling book, The Bird in My Life. During the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai answered questions from the guests, noted professionals and leaders of their fields who had been moved and inspired by her books. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her act of concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of Part 3 of Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai.
就是说我是一个从事这个报关的经营者，那在这个经过三十多年来的观察，就是说虽然国际海洋公约有很严格的规定这废弃物的排放办法，但是呢，现在我们目前在海洋中航行的船舶呢，大部分都把它的厨余跟这清洁用品的废弃物呢往这个大海里面排放，而且大量使用这个化学品的有毒的清洁剂，所以使我们的海洋污染呢非常的严重，我想请问师傅，是否有什么方法来改善我们目前的这种情况？谢谢。
Thank you, Mr. Shen. Yeah, thank you also for being so kind and concerned. You see, these things are very sad. It happens a lot, and we still did not learn to be responsible.And to feel for the environment and the helpless animals, which are our friends and helpers. Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species. They disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die, or they completely disappear.Because of our careless management of the world. We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring giving rivers and ocean have to take in daily so much, andthey poison the marine life. And then we sit down, watch some headlines on TV or newspapers about repeated numbers of sea creatures who die, vanish, or washed up on the shore, and wondering for a few seconds, or maybe not, what happened to them. Then watch the next news, as more of the audio coming onto the screen, andWe just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight. for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. So I suggest that stricter rules must be imposed to protect the sea, the water, which is our life, which is also our protectors in terms of balancing our ecosystem and sustain our planetary equilibrium and sustain our lives. Without water, what would we do? What would all the species on the planet do? We will all die. So it's not just imposing the rules, it is the strict applying of these rules that might be able to help our ocean and river to regain their pristine beauty and protectiveness. Again, this is up to the environmental experts to repair this damage by better work and application of preventive measures. Thank you, sir, for asking a very good question, and thank you for your love and concern for the environment and the animals.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for showing us how we can improve the situation.
You're welcome. I am as concerned as everybody is.
接下来我们要邀请的来宾是大同大学化学系教授陈嘉明博士。
Welcome, Professor 嘉明。
Welcome, thank you.
How are you?
Good. Okay. 那个从刚刚今天的活动里面，我们大家听到说，有两个大的议题，一个就是说，整个能源的价格的高涨，还有一些全球暖化的问题，所以很多人提出各种方案。那在世界上的先进国家，他们就倡导用生殖能等来作为替代能源，但这样也引发了另外一个问题，就是说，因为很多的农地或者是原来山林，为了要开发去改做能够适合做替代能源的生殖作物，导致于说整个全球的粮食价格越来越高，那也使得很多的地方森林过度开发，以至于野生动物慢慢失去那个栖息地。那针对这样子的情况啊，不晓得在人类与动物之间，或者国与国之间的这种取舍要怎么做？宗教界是不是除了倡导吃素或者过着简单的生活之外，有没有其他的 solution， 其他的方案可以来让大家做一些参考？谢谢。
Thank you for asking. Thank you for your concern. Good question. Good question. Yes.You see, Professor, this is another example of how we exploit the earth and vital resources with very little consideration for the consequences. But we still can correct that. If we all become vegetarian, then we will use very little fuel, as vegetable food can be grownEverywhere easily, and no need for long distance transportation, and no need so much water to produce. To produce water, it costs also energy. To transport the meat and animals and taking care of them medically and every other means take a lot of energy. So if we do not have meat diet anymore, then we cut all that out.You see, the 90% of the world food that we feed livestock daily right now can be distributed to all world citizens without further damage to the environment. The massive land portions that are used to raise animals for meat will be also available to plant crops for human food. The problem is not entirely biomass.The problem is buying meat. Not biomass, but buying meat. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption Then we will see a happy, sufficient, and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks. So the solution is, first, to stop livestock industry and all related byproducts. Second, turn our genius attention to support and produce abundance of vegetarian food that pleases the eyes and satisfies the taste. We have them already. They are delicious. They're healthy, they look good, look appetizing. But we should and we must have more. For the growing demand of vegetarian population and for easier access everywhere for all to enjoy, then no one would ever remember animal eating habit. And if anyone does remember then, they would only wonder why we have not lived a vegetarian lifestyle much sooner. Especially this vegetarian diet saves the planet and all lives on Earth. Thank you, Professor, for your good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
接下来我们要邀请的贵宾是晋达运通股份有限公司吴家言总经理。
Welcome, Mr. Wu Jiayan.
Thank you. 师傅你好啊，
今天你好，
今天很开心，很高兴能够在视频看到你啊。我的问题是，现在是夏季时间哈，昼长啊夜短。那也就是说，现在我们清晨的时候，我们四点半几乎天已经渐渐亮了。那若我的想法就是说，我们能够有效的全面实施夏令时间。那也就是说把我们现在目前的时间能够往前再拨快一个小时的话，大家的把上班的时间及工作的作息能够有效的利用日光，相信有效能够来节约这个有效的节约能源，也可以抑制日益高涨的那个油价，当然对我们环保有实质的帮助。是否现在欧美国家已经有在实施这个夏令时间哈，那我们是否能够要求我们现在的政府能够一起来实施呢？另外呢，那个现在目前夏天哦，上班时间哦，大家都在冷气房吹冷气哦，那甚至穿了外套，实在有够浪费的这个能源。那为了节能减碳，建议大家能够将冷气哦，那温度调到室温27度左右，或者是开窗户，或者是用电风扇来吹凉。
如此相信能够抑制地球暖化现象，且对生态环保有极大的注意。那请师父对这个问题能够给予指导，谢谢。
Right, yes, sure, sure, sure. So, Mr. General Manager, Wu Jiaying. Yeah, I'm so happy that everyone is really concerned about our planet right now, which is a good omen, yeah? Any action that could save energy and save the planet should be welcomed and implemented. Of course, we should ask or inform the governments. They are in charge. Yeah, so we have to inform them also, so that actions can be uniformly carried out as per rhythm of cooperative societies. But those things like open windows, you know, turn off aircon or lower the aircon consumption, saving energy, recycling, etc., etc., everyone can automatically do it daily. And even companies can lengthen their working hours or shorten their working hours accordingly, as long as it's convenient, yeah, lawful and helpful to their business. I can't see why not. The thing is that people must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. So those who have power or can do should inform the public more intensively and more extensively. We've been working years over this issue and distribute millions of booklets and flyers concerning protection of our planet. But we and others are not in the position of power to decide what way the nation should go. So again, the government and the media must help. We are in very short of time now. We have a very, very urgent deadline for the planet to be saved. We should act fast. Go veg first and be green when technologically possible. Go veg first now. Be green when possible. That's all we have to do. Go veg, be green. Thank you, Mr. Wu Jiaying.
Thank you, Master. You have a good comments and the instruction. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
好，那接下来我们要发问的是一位国小老师，徐美龙小姐。
师父好。
你好，欢迎。
谢谢师父，师父你好漂亮。
Thank you, thank you.
首先呢，恭喜师父艺术影像展首航圆满成功，福尔摩沙能获得师父挑选成为首次摄影展的举办国家，真是我们的光荣。谢谢师父。那在这里有一个问题想要请教师父。就是目前地球的石油存量已经越来越少了。那我读了您的著作《了悟健康》一书，书中呢有一个章节提到有一个科学家特斯拉，他发现了一个宇宙的能量。那师父也提到说，这个宇宙的能量呢，能够使得汽车还有飞机运转，完全免费，不需要使用到石油，那也不会浪费世界的资源。那我想请问师父，为什么地球到现在我们还不能大量使用这种能量呢？谢谢师父。
You see, existing industry at that time wanted to continue to hold on financial power when Mr. Tesla was alive. I think they should reconsider what's good for everyone is also good for themselves.Financial gain at the cost of environment and health in the long run, not the correct way to conduct business. Perhaps people in power will rethink about Tesla's invention and make use of them for the good of all. But I just hope that we still have all of his invention concept and formula, because it could be that some of his inventive formulas have been lost with the time, as he was much harassed for his discovery. He and his family had to live almost as fugitive during his life on Earth. It happened often. When something new, people feel is threatened to challenge their old concept, or financial gain, or their controlling power, etc., etc. That's why his invention has not been welcomed at that time, and maybe still not welcome now, yet. One of the his invention formula has been made into a car right now, just one that I know. It's called Tesla Roadster. They made a car out of his concept, and this is one of good news already. And I hope we make use more of his inventions for the good of our planet and our health as well, yeah? It's a pity that when he was alive and his thinking was way ahead of his time, and also probably will not be very good news for some people who want to control the financial aspect of the world. So that's why our planet is in such a sorrowful shape right now. I hope people will wake up soon, because despite all this, we will still can halt the destructive climate change and buy some time for recovery and new technology. And the Earth can recover herself when we give her chance and time, and not continue to exploit her ability of giving. Many of Tesla's formulas are still hidden from the public, as the ones who are in possession of them might have fear for their safety, or that the formulas might fall into the wrong hands. That's why we still stay where we are right now. Let's hope things will change soon. Thank you. Miss you.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
接下来要发问的贵宾是景文科技大学教授翁启明先生。
Welcome, Mr. Wong.
我想问那个有关这个2012年哦，那个很多一些预言的这个情形，就是很多预言讲是在2012年左右，地球将面临一次很大的转换哦。那如果说地球可以安全地度过目前的危机，那整个星球就会获得提升。那请问师父能不能大概描述一下？整个大转换会经过哪些过程？会有很明显的改变吗？比方说，那个会有3天的黑暗期，或者是，我们需要做怎么样的准备吗？谢谢师父。
不客气，不客气。Mr. Wong, thanks for your good question. If we can save the planet and all species thereof.Then it is excellent. That is, if all turn to life-loving diet, the vegetarian diet, then we will continue to live and enjoy the prosperity, long life, peace, and happiness for long, 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 long time, forever. And the world will continue to exist in glory and love like heaven. That is, if...Everyone become vegetarian and do good deeds. That's it. Only 2 things we have to do to save this planet. Vegetarian diet, doing good deeds. That's all we have to do to be vegetarian, to do good. Very simple, very simple. If not, then we cannot save the planet. And it is, I hope not, but it's likely that 2/3 of the population will vanish.Together with other species like animals, trees, mountains, rivers, beautiful scenery, etc. So if not, then the survivors will perhaps learn the painful lesson and awaken to new direction in life, there will be more tolerance. There will be more tolerant, more kind, and frugal. And they will treat the earth and all beings on earth with more respect, love, and protectiveness. If, however, destruction does occur, then there is nothing we can do to prepare for the great coming upheaval. Nothing we can do except to rely on God's grace and our virtue. We have to protect ourselves only by being virtuous, by being correct, kind, and loving, and forgiving. We can only protect ourselves by protecting others, human and animals alike. To human, protecting them means reminding them of the noble way of life. That is, refrain from all harm to self and others, including animals and the environment. Strive to do all good according to heaven mandates, helping each other and forgiving at all time. Two things only. Be a vegetarian, do only good deeds. Very simple. Be a vegetarian, do only good deeds. Just being vegetarian and do good deeds. This is the best we can do for now and for all time. Whether it will be the same, or it will be darkness for 3 days, for 3 months, or forever, that depends on humans' reaction to the present continuous warning from heaven and earth. We've been warned from all sides. It is time that we take heed now and return to our natural loving self. Manifest our love outwardly by protecting, respecting all lives in action, meaning again, being a vegetarian. Abstain from all animals' product, not just food, but all animals' product. That is a true vegetarian. So, just two things again, being a vegetarian and doing good things for others and for ourselves, of course. But doing good things for others mean doing good things for ourselves, because we are all one. And whatever you do, you will reap the reward. So if you do good, you will have good reward in return. So for those who walk the way of love, that is, being a vegetarian, be a good human, they will have heaven's mercy and protection. There's nothing else we can do to prepare if the great destruction do occur. Only two things protect yourself, being a vegetarian and doing good deeds. Is it simple or not simple? Tell me.
Simple, Master.
Simple, Master.
Is it doable or not doable?
Yes, very doable.
Is it doable, right? Everybody?
Yes.
Tell me that we can do.
Yes, we can do it.
Good, good. Good people, good people. Yes. Very simple. Being a vegetarian and do anything that is good for others and for ourselves. Because right now we don't have time to talk a lot, to preach a long-winded sermon. So I tell you, concentrately, precisely, only two things. No matter what religions you follow, no matter whom you revered, two things you do that pleases heaven. Being a vegetarian, doing good things to others, including animals. Thank you so much.
Thank you for providing with such a wonderful solution.
Yes, it's simple.
接下来要发问的是梁山有机农场主人陈吉富先生，我们就替陈先生问问题。
好。
我们一家人经营有机农场十多年，一路上走来很辛苦，也有一些农友因为经济上无法平衡，因此放弃有机耕作。一般传统农业要用大量的农药和化学肥料，对环境和健康都造成伤害。我们需要政府和民间更多的支持，请师父帮忙呼吁，让更多人能重视这个问题。
First of all, I would like to thank you for holding on so long, more than a decade, and doing what you're doing, meaning organic farming, which is very good for the health of the people, for the health of the animals, as well as for the health of the planet. We thank you so much. Please continue to hold on. And I would really like more support for organic farming, for sure. The government, I think, should support and encourage the public to buy and use organic products for health and a planetary benefit. In our group, and I myself, we use as much as possible organic produce. And I hope in the future, more organic farming will spring out from everywhere, every corner of the planet. It is good for the environment and health of the people. Everyone should be made more aware of these facts that organic food is healthy for human, animals and the planet. We have tried to give people this info from books, talks, seminar flyers, but everyone could do more to help. And the government, of course, the government is the one who are in power to do anything similar like this. So they should offer subsidies for this organic farming so that to encourage them and to help them to continue their noble mission, to help them, to enable them to continue to serve the public in such the excellent way as offering a healthy, environmental friendly, planetary protective food such as organic farming. The government and the people should see this as a mean of preventive health care and green project. Therefore, the organic farmers deserve help, encouragement, and even financial subsidies or help in any way possible. I hope it will appear like that in the future in our country. Thank you, and please continue. Tell him to continue his noble job. And by the way, we also want to thank all the organic farmers around the world for sacrificing their financial gain initially in order to produce what they believe is the best for human, animals, and the planet. Please, everybody, try to buy organic products to help them as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for addressing that issue, Master.
You're welcome. For those who walk the way of love, that is, being a vegetarian, be a good human, they will have heaven's mercy and protection.
Enjoy your presence today for this rebroadcast of the live video conference Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please tune in on Friday for part 4. Model of Success is up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.